You're listening to the Every Plant Story podcast, where we collect, share, and discover the stories, lessons, and passions behind the people who are always growing more. You're listening to the Every Plant Story podcast, and here is your host, Shane.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Every Plant Story podcast. Today's podcast is another slightly sad one, but honestly, I have to say, I was so happy I got to do this with Alexa. Alexa was our shop manager, and before that, she was our very first ever Flex team member, meaning she worked in the greenhouse as well as in shipping. She also was somebody you may have interacted with her dozens of times via email. She helped take care of our customers and worked in customer care for a very long time. Before she left, she had an opportunity for career advancement into a different, something other than plants, but something she's really excited about in her life. It's a huge passion for her, and I'm so obviously sad to see her go, as you'll hear in the podcast, but also I love getting to celebrate everything that she was able to accomplish in this episode. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. A little bit of the behind the scenes of what it took to manage shop and do all the things that Alexa did so well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into this podcast. So on today's podcast, like I said, we have Gabriel the Plant shop manager, Alexa. Hey, Alexa.
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you here. The last podcast when I was with Brett, we were talking about wanting to get more team members involved, and then with some recent news, I approached you and was like, hey, do you want to do this? And just like you always have for pretty much everything, you're like, oh yeah, I could totally do this. So this is kind of last minute, but I appreciate you coming on.
Of course, I'm super excited.
So like I said, you're Gabriel the Plant shop manager. Do you want to tell a little bit of the story of, before we get there, how you first started with the company? Like what made you want to do plants?
Yeah. So I was studying biology in college. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with it, but towards the end of my education, I started picking up a hobby of houseplants and just gardening. So it kind of became the direction on where I wanted to look into, as far as working after college. And Gabriel Plants was one of the top names that came up when I was looking through different nurseries and areas around here. It was evident how much customer care was a priority here and how much quality was a priority here. And I found that my goals aligned with that, and I didn't just want to work for another plant nursery. So I came here. I initially was doing shipping, greenhouse, and started customer care emails.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's like really the first Flex person we ever had.
Yeah. And that was awesome because I got to see every different side of everything. I got to meet the entire team, and I could see that nobody had really been as well-rounded around every single different department. So yeah, I just wanted to work with plants, work with like-minded people, and kind of take it from there.
So like you just mentioned, when you started, you were on Flex. Mm-hmm. And then one of the things, because you came on, right? I guess it was mid-COVID, right?
It was, yeah, July 2020.
Okay, yeah. So July 2020 was obviously right in the midst of like Gabriela's biggest section. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just Gabriela, the plant industry as a whole.
Right.
The indoor houseplant game was exploding at that point. And one of the areas you stepped up into was what we call customer care, or like handling issues mm-hmm. that customers have online. You've really seen that arc.
Yeah.
Do you have any funny memories of like the first email that caught you off guard?
I
mean, there's so many.
Yeah, there are many.
Yeah. Whenever you work in customer service, I mean, I try obviously at Gabriela to like try to foster some cool culture, mm-hmm. but sometimes you just have to be able to laugh, whether
yeah.
it's at yourself or at somebody else at a time. But any funny story with that?
I think the first one that was really memorable, I hope this is okay to share. Somebody had sent in a picture of a sick plant, and they still had the screenshot that said they had Googled a picture of that sick plant. So it wasn't even their plant.
Oh my goodness.
And if you're listening, I'm so sorry. But it was kind of just like, how do I even approach this? Because you obviously aren't going to sit there telling them you see through their lies, but mm-hmm. it's just like, it's very interesting. So I think we kind of just still gave them the tips and tried to help out in the best we could, but I couldn't help but laugh because I was just like, at least crop the photo if you want to convince us. But
like you said, like you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll always do the right thing to take care of our customer because it could have been they're on, you know, vacation or whatever else, couldn't get the photo.
And exactly. I thought maybe they did have the plant. Maybe they threw it out, but still wanted to kind of like reach out to us. But it was laughable. Miriam and I were just like, okay, what do we do with this?
And I mean, obviously it's fun to make fun of some of the funny ones. There's some people, we won't name names or anything like that, but there are some funny people who have the like 2001 style email signature phrase like before their name at the end. Those are always a little bit fun.
Yeah.
Especially when it's most funny when it contrasts the rest of the message in some way. But we also get to see a ton of really happy customers. Mm-hmm. It's a really weird world to like see. None of the bad emails are the worst, but like to see the worst and the best, you know?
And I think one of my favorite parts was when someone reached out to us, they were really upset, they were really angry. And I think it came from a place of like, they were expecting the worst kind of response from us. They were expecting minimal help, minimal customer service. And then once you kind of just gave the best care and helped them out beyond what they expected.
Yeah, send them a replacement.
Instant 180. They're just like completely turning around after saying, I'm never going to shop with you again. Like, oh my goodness, you just got hundreds more orders for me. Like I literally had it happen the other day. And it was a person that I was like, I'm not going to break them. Like they're set. And there's so many people you can just change their mind. I'm sorry. Based on the care and help that you're able to give them. So that was definitely my favorite part.
Yeah. Any memorable, obviously you don't work as much, you're still very much flex in all the different responsibilities, but obviously shop became your number one goal, but any fun memories of the greenhouse?
Honestly, the team is what really makes it awesome out there. They're so chaotic in the best way. I remember the first day I ever worked out there, I was so nervous because I was like, I hadn't really interacted with them too much. And there was not one person out there that did not come up to me and say if there was anything I needed. They were there for me if I needed help grabbing anything, if I had any questions. Even John came up to me and was like, do you like music? Like, I'm doing this music thing. Like, just so fast that they were treating you like family and treating you like already part of the team. And that was definitely one of the most memorable things about working out there. And just the support. If you ever had a bad day or anything was on your mind, there was so much support from all ends. It was never, you're being punished for the way you are. Like, it was just, how can we help you? How can we get you out there and keep going? So,
I like the word chaos because, especially in those early days, if the greenhouse had a vibe.
Yeah. You might just hear some random noise at the back of the greenhouse.
And when John and Meg start going off singing harmonies of a song together.
Exactly.
Little fun fact, listeners, John is actually the voice of the intro to the podcast. He does his little spiel there. So if you're wondering whose voice that was, that's John. Well, then obviously, like we're talking about, it progressed into... And even in my memory, when you first joined the team, one of the things that stood out to me, like on your application, was that you had been working for another plant store locally, and you were maybe frustrated isn't the right word. Correct me if I'm wrong in any of this, but frustrated with having ideas to make things better, but not being able to execute them, which to me is like the best phrase I can hear on a team member, because like, I don't want to come up with ideas for everything. So if you have ideas, like, let's make it happen. But obviously, when you joined the team, we didn't have a brick and mortar retail store. Do you remember like first learning about us moving into or getting a lease?
Yeah. I remember I was sitting in the shack, which was our tiny little office at the time that we were working out of for the greenhouse. And you actually had come in and let me know. And I remember... I kind of expected it, but it was a matter of like, we didn't really know when we were going to have it. But I remember being really excited because it was going to be new grounds for us to do something we had never done before. We used to have our second Saturday sales, which were like big sales out of the warehouse and the greenhouse. And people loved that. And so many people would always ask, like, when are you going to open a store? And even a lot of our emails were, do you have a local place we can visit? Because, of course, the greenhouse is not normally open to the public. So I was so excited to finally be able to be like, not now, but yes, like, here's the date. And we have that information. And get it all started. And it was literally just an empty room at the time. And it was just like, cool, we get to just start fresh and start something new. So it was awesome.
Yeah. And I remember that, I mean, we had been looking around. We had actually had some plans earlier in 2020, closer to when you were hired, until it later became about 6 months later. But that builder had paused like building out the rest of that particular building we were going to potentially rent due to like the COVID supply chain and like all that was raging. So that kind of like pushed, you know what I mean, the date. And we were looking around and then we found where shop is now. Mm-hmm. It made perfect sense because it was right on the right hand turns. If you made one big delivery mm-hmm. between our shipping facility, the shop and the greenhouses, it really helped out. But I have to say also, and part of the reason for the title of the podcast was we were actually doing two projects simultaneously that year. Because we were also in the midst of building greenhouses in my backyard mm-hmm. and getting a lot of the other greenhouses at the main location repaired. So I was way not helpful to you in those early days. And every time I check in with you, it was just so funny because you just, I mean, you had always been a happy person.
Yeah.
But you were just like, no, I got it. And this is coming on Friday. And
yeah.
And I think like the only time you really got stressed was like pushing the go button on the IKEA order.
Probably.
Yeah, at least on the early like planning phases. And then obviously Chuck, my father-in-law and our facilities manager here, I mean, he built the whole shop out in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It was something really short.
Yeah, I would give him ideas. And then in like 3 hours, he had a whole layout plan and already had started working on shelves in his garage. And I was just like, what? Like, how did you do this so fast?
That's awesome. Describe like the opening day and like how you were feeling when we first.
So the opening day, obviously setting up was so much work. In a good way. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
And I think we can be honest with people. Like we didn't fully know what we were doing. Not to take anything away from Alexa, but you know, like we hadn't, it was a brand new sales system.
And the goal was just getting plants that people like, making it look pretty, and we'll start there and see where it goes. So we had our soft opening Mother's Day weekend, and I genuinely will never forget when those doors opened, because I don't know if I ever even have told anybody this, but I had to fight back tears, like seeing everybody's face walking in and just having that crowd come in, because I think we had a line for them.
Oh, like, yeah. It was an like 200
people. Yeah, a few hours beforehand, just to show you like how many people were waiting on this and how many people were just like so committed to coming out to see us. I remember it was so busy in like the best way. So much socializing, so much moving around, kind of like when you throw a party and you can't talk to everybody you want to. You know, you're running around the whole place and you're like, I did so much, but at the same time, it went so fast. So it was very rewarding to see that plants were being wiped off the shelves. I remember people were like, oh my goodness, like just seeing their reactions when they saw either a really good price on something or like a really good specimen that we might have not been able to ship before.
Yeah, because we're able to share a lot of like the things that mm-hmm. are too big to fit in a box that can go through the mail mm-hmm. there. So yeah, it's a little bit different even for the people who had been maybe shopping with us online. Mm-hmm. What we were able to offer in store was next level for mm-hmm. them.
Yeah, so it was awesome.
And then if I recall correctly, if we're going in the chronological order of events here, we actually did Mother's Day because typically that was one of our largest weekends mm-hmm. when we were doing the sales monthly at the greenhouses. So we kind of like rushed together that mm-hmm. and then closed back down to like finish more renovations mm-hmm. to the space.
I want to say we had like 2 or 3 weeks in between. And then when we officially opened, it was a very similar feeling. I mean, of course, it wasn't a huge line out the door because it wasn't mm-hmm. a huge event, but there were so many people, so many happy people, so many new people that it's funny because they know who you are. They know everything about your job and everything, but you are first meeting these people. So it's like an awesome experience that they're already so happy to be interacting with you and you're able to help them find their plants and help them, you know, find what they're looking for.
I'm glad we both, I'm glad that anxiety for both of us stands out when somebody else goes like, hey, Shane. And I'm like, hey.
Yeah. The amount of friend requests I've had. Yeah.
You want to be like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, I've emailed you like six times.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I wish I had a photo to
absolutely,
like,
I
can't. I'm so sorry.
I had people tell me they love me in the little POS system. They're like, you're my best friend. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't.
It's hard. But also, we won't spoil it quite yet, but it wasn't the last time that we had gigantic lines outside the building. Yeah. we'll get to that in a minute. What do you think was like maybe your top three moments or so at shop? Because it's been what, over 2 years now?
Yeah, it's been a little over 2 years. I'd say one is definitely when those doors open on Mother's Day, because that's just a feeling I can't even describe. Like, it's just like so much happiness, so much emotion, and especially having put in the work like the days before, like it rewards itself. You know, you suddenly don't feel that tiredness you felt mm-hmm. yesterday of like, wow, I've been working for 12 hours straight. It's just like, wow, this is why I did it. Like, for these people, for these emotions, like for these faces. So definitely that's one of them. Another one, and I wouldn't say it's like one particular customer, but anytime I was able to bring over a plant that a customer has been waiting for so long, or they're like, I've been looking for, I've had people like emotional cry because I brought them a plant that was like more beautiful than their expectations. I know one girl, it was her birthday, and I brought her like a really big pink princess because we just can't really ship that. And it was like, let's have this go towards something good. So let's bring it to someone locally. And she stayed with like with me for like 30 minutes talking about how happy she was and how much I just made her birthday. Like she had traveled from South Florida, and just those little things are always going to stay with me because it was such a small action for me to just go to the greenhouse and communicate, hey, I'm going to bring this over. And then it literally made someone's day or their week, and they're never going to forget that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And then my third, I don't want to spoil it because it is on the terms of what you were saying, but
You can spoil it.
Okay, cool. it would be our Christmas giveaway. We had two of those. The first one, I unfortunately was not able to attend, but...
You basically still did all the work for
it. Yeah.
Speaking of the emotions of, like, opening day and, like, it making it all worth it. Like, you put in a ton of work to make it all, like, a reality.
Exactly.
And then, like, weren't even able to be there because of a scheduled trip.
It was during the holidays, so I was not able to be there, but I remember feeling the... FOMO, they call it, like the fear of missing out, because I was watching the videos from like home and I was just so emotional and so happy for everybody there. But the giveaway this year was amazing. It just brought so many emotions similar to opening weekend. And I think the biggest thing that I appreciated was I was obviously bouncing around, same kind of situation when I was at the door watching everybody exit and kind of like reading them out, the amount of thank yous and the amount of like gratitude people were expressing, because kind of goes back to like the rewarding part of like you can see on their faces how much this is appreciated, how much your actions and your hard work made their day and made their holiday for some people even. So it was so wholesome.
And I love that. And part of the reason, you know, for the giveaway in my mind is one, to be able to give those plants away and see the smiles, but two, you know, even yourself being at shop more often, or anyone else who has worked shop shifts, you know, more routinely, they get to see that like smile. They get to see the little kid waddle out with the, with the plant in their hand, and you know, just the grin that's all the way up to their eyeballs. But not every member of our greenhouse team normally gets to see that, or our shipping team doesn't normally get to see that. So to have like the whole team able to see those smiles, it definitely is rewarding on the company end. Not just in how we're able to give plants away, but also like, those little pieces of people's hearts that you get to see as they walk out carrying that giant plant. But they're kind of chaos too. from the best I can tell, what, between the two Christmas giveaways so far, we gave away something like 5,500 plants.
Yeah, because it was like over 2,000 each. So
yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. One of your other responsibilities is having to do with being, and I'm using your self-proclaimed name here, Plant Point Fairy. Yeah. And I do like the fairy end. It matches in a numerous number of ways. Talk about having the power to give away magic smiles. Like that is just that put into words. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about that.
So one of the coolest benefits we have here is every team member gets a certain allotted amount of plant points, which they can basically spend on our plants. And one of my favorite parts about that is when we hired somebody new and we told them that, because the look on their face, if they were a plant person, was just like, you can't match it. Like, it was so funny when you just see somebody be like, no way. Like, there has to be
free
a catch.
Plants?
Yeah, they're just, their eyes light up and they're like, no way. Like, you're kidding. And I'm like, no, like, of course not. Like, we want you to enjoy the plants.
Actually,
just like
yes,
we do.
I am kidding. Yeah. We don't give away
We just got
plants.
Your hopes up.
We expect you to work really, really hard around plants and never receive one of them.
So that was a lot of fun because they would either come to the store and pick up their plants and check out, or they would request a certain plant that I can come grab from the greenhouse for them, similar to how I grab with local pickups for customers or certain requests customers make. And I think my favorite part is on the flip side, seeing the newbies to plants or somebody that came in here for a totally unrelated, not plant job, like anything on the tech side or something like that. And they come to me for their first plant or they ask me for help. And I'm just like, no way. Like, no way. Like, I get to help you like start your collection.
Person.
Yeah. And I'm like, how do I make sure they don't kill it? Because I'm a little worried, but I'll help you find your right plant. So it was really fun seeing that. And it helped me keep in touch with the whole team, because obviously shop is separated from the other locations and usually you're on your own in there. So it definitely was a very fun experience. And I use the term fairy because I feel like you know, you make a wish on like, I want this plant, and then I kind of just make it happen. Like, I don't know. That's why I wrote that. But I love it. That. Yeah.
I love it. I'm pretty sure that has to remain the title, regardless yeah. of who does that in the future. That
just move it over.
Yeah. Why do we call it this? Listen, yeah. it was set up that way. We're not changing it. I mean, Shane likes change, but yeah. you know, that's a pretty good name. Going back to like the shop and like what you've learned, what would you say you've learned the most, maybe about yourself mm-hmm. or about what trends have changed? That's probably two questions right there.
But. About myself, I learned I can be very creative in more ways than I thought. I've always been a very artistic person, but I think creativity goes much further than that. And I think it's something that's really important in building something like a plant store, because it's much more than just what plants are you bringing over. It's what else do customers need that they might not even know they need right away? What else can you do, like, even just event-wise, how can you change this up? Because like you said, it is a changing industry. So I think that's one of the biggest things that I learned, how to keep up with the changes. And it's very important to keep up with time, keep up with what your community wants, because of course, that's also going to be different online versus locally. So just because something works now or something works for a few months in terms of plants and events doesn't mean it's going to be the same thing that's going to work in a few months. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be changing seasonally, going to be changing annually. And you have to look at a lot of different factors other than just what plants are popping right now, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard too, because like, obviously you have to wrestle with what's popular, what's not.
Mm-hmm.
But as we have talked about on other podcast episodes and stuff, and we talk about as a team and all team meetings, like our entire industry is naturally responsive, mm-hmm. like reactive. And, you know, so unless you get your prediction right
yeah.
and you grew the right plant and you had planted the right plant
mm-hmm.
4 months earlier so that it's ready
right.
at time, like it, you can only follow the trends as closely as you can.
Yeah.
So I feel like one of the coolest parts about shop was being able to see kind of what started to mm-hmm. tick up. 'Cause there's such a huge volume of things we ship online. But that's all that those numbers are hard to tell.
Yeah.
But then when you take over like 10 of something to the local shop mm-hmm. and all of them are gone the first
right.
day we're open that week, you're like, huh.
Yeah.
I guess maybe we need to double down on
yeah.
that.
So it's a lot of just observing and being really resilient to what you observe.
Yeah. No, I like the creativity too. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about what you like to do in your free time.
On my free time, I like to, you mean like here or?
No.
Oh, like free time. Okay.
I'm putting a little bit of personality to you.
I was just like, okay. I
didn't write this one out. I've made a promise to Alexa several meetings ago that I wouldn't freak her out by asking her questions.
At least
I didn't
that one
tell
I have
her
to.
And ahead of time. So appreciate yeah. your patience there.
At least that one I don't have to really study for, but, I really like making art in a lot of different ways. I like painting. I also like making art out of like, it's a little weird, but dead things and like preserved materials. It's a kind of another way I was able to utilize my interest for plants.
Do you think that comes from the biology?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I would always see like little plant pressing like journals and stuff. And I think they had a whole lab with plant pressing at my college. And I was like, wow, that seems really fun. Like, let me do that. And I kind of just tried it one day. And then it evolved into let me try insects. Let me try bones. Like, let me do all this stuff. And it's just, I love nature. I've always loved nature as a kid. So you see all this stuff around you and you never really realize like how much you can be using those things, I guess. So that's another way I've been able to also make people really happy in my personal life and kind of sell those kinds of art pieces. I also really like photography. I would say I'm still a beginner in it. I've kind of like gone back and forth with it for like the past 10 years since high school. Really like nature photography and I'm starting to learn a little bit about concert photography. So yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you have a great taste in music. We don't talk about that today, but, what would you say are your top three favorite plants? You don't have to come from us, but obviously bonus points.
Yeah.
No judgment, but, you obviously the other day had to move a little
yeah.
bit of backstory
oh,
into your life. So glad you got out of the place that you were
yeah.
in though. Anyone who knows Alexa's story personally would know that like, yeah,
everybody
she
knows.
She deserved to be in someplace better than that. So we were happy to see you move in that regard. But, you were describing, the quasi-shame I think a lot of us plant fanatics feel at times where when they're all doing the right thing, you're like, oh man, my collection's so beautiful. It warms my home. And then as
yeah.
soon as you either have a pest problem, you're out of town for longer than like 5 days, or you have to move,
yeah,
all of a sudden you're like, okay, I have a problem. Yeah. Is there like Plant Anonymous I can go join somewhere? So you were saying you had to like purge some stuff.
Yeah, that was me last week.
But what would you say are your top three favorite plants?
My top three, I would say my top is big, but it's carnivorous plants. I love carnivorous plants. And
yes,
I think once you have the right conditions, they really take care of themselves. You just need enough sunlight and have them sitting in water. So it's very easy to just remember to fill a tub with water. And I love them. I love their purpose. I think they look like little aliens and I love them. I also really like dark plants. So there's a plant. Brett's going to kill me because I'm going to butcher the name, but the Geoganthus plant. Mm-hmm. Probably butchered that. But there's like a really dark one that's like just big and round and I love it. And then we have a version. Don't remember the actual variation of it, but those are another one of my favorites because it's another just weird looking plant. And then third, that's a tough one. I guess I have to say I'm biased and Arreo is honestly in my top because
okay,
I think they're such fast growers. I can't remember if I started with a 3-inch from here or just a cutting, but it grew so fast. Like it's one of those that I didn't know what to do with at first because it's trailing and I've already gifted some to my grandma, my mom, and they all love it. And it's just so
And
unique.
You know, as soon as talk about moving, try to put that in the backseat of the car and now it looks
exactly,
like
now
Rapunzel
it takes
letting
up.
Down her
yeah,
hair out of a tower.
Yeah. And you want to take extra care. So when you're moving, you're like, oh my goodness, like I just need to give these all extra attention and it's a lot, but it's worth it.
Yeah. 100%. Well, speaking of moving, it is sad and bittersweet that you're moving on to something mm-hmm. way bigger, way brighter. We're all really, really proud of you. And I really appreciate getting to capture these stories of somebody who was so instrumental in making something so big as our local shop and answering. I mean, I could go look it up maybe before your party today. I can go look it up. But I mean, it's got to be tens of thousands
of emails. I kind
of
want to know if you can look that up.
It's an unhealthy amount. I feel like the database just tells you, like, no, it's too much. Like,
yeah,
can't return all results. And, I mean, personally, you were the way that my wife and I got to take, like, some of our first vacations
yeah.
with the company and stuff because we had somebody else who could take care of our customers well. So you will surely be missed. But I have one closing question for you. What do you think, what do you wish, and it doesn't have to be shop-related. It could be about yourself. It could mm-hmm. be about any of the other roles you've served in and stuff. But what do you wish you had known when you started that you now know? Like if you could talk to yourself
yeah.
in June of 2021 or 2020.
Mm-hmm. I would say the biggest thing is with everything moving around, the team consistently changing, you know, meeting a lot of new people, having to work so closely together, I guess just that small conflict is going to be normal
mm-hmm.
because I think we all do a really good job here at not letting it affect our jobs or get too far into it. But I think anytime, you know, there was any small disagreement or any miscommunication, I tended to get very overstressed and like overwhelmed and like I was doing something wrong. But it's very normal if you think about it in a large group of anything. And, you know, you're trying to get one goal done and sometimes there's going to be obstacles. Sometimes there's going to be hard situations you guys are going to have to like work together on. So I guess just I would tell my former self that it's totally normal and just to keep your head up and keep going through it because you can't let it ruin your day. And
it doesn't define you.
Yeah, like, exactly. It doesn't define you. And in the end, you know, we're going to keep doing it. It's going to be a new day tomorrow. Like maybe one day won't be perfect. Maybe you didn't get everything off your to-do list. Maybe, you know, you're super overwhelmed in something and you just need to step back and think about it for a little bit and then come back to it. So kind of just take it easy and
don't put so
be
much
patient.
Pressure on yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think you are somebody who, yeah, puts a ton of pressure
of
on
course,
yourself.
Yeah.
And I think it's why you've accomplished mm-hmm. so much that you have.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Oh, no, trust me. I fully understand. We talk about our coffee
yeah.
lunches at noon quite often. I will miss having the camaraderie around our use of caffeine as a meal. But I can't say enough how proud I am and thankful for everything you've done. But even more so proud because when you first shared the news with me a couple weeks ago about your new opportunity, I think that was what I said to you then. I was
yeah.
just like, you're a different person mm-hmm. than back then. You have that confidence to know that today is just today and that it's okay if that thing doesn't get done.
Right.
Like those are huge lessons that people often don't learn until it's way too late.
Yeah.
So like for you to have grown that much mm-hmm. in your time here, It's just super special.
Thank you.
Any other closing thoughts?
I just want to say thank you to the community for being there for me always, for making this what it is, because I don't think I would have been able to do a lot of it and enjoy a lot of it without you guys. If you were one that was able to come into the shop, thank you. It meant everything to me. I hope it meant something to you as well. And also thank you to the team for always being so supportive and having my back. And of course, thank you to Shane for all the opportunity and for building this beautiful place. Honestly, nothing's really possible if you're placed in the wrong place. So yeah.
That's an amazing way to end it. And as I told her yesterday, Alexa, we expect you to come back to the Christmas giveaway. Not that you have to work it or feel any of the stress or wait in the line, yeah. But we'll just still give you a free plant. I promise you. We'll put one aside.
I'll absolutely be there.
Thanks so much for joining today's podcast. And we're excited for your future. So.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. And like I said, that podcast, you know, it's never easy to say goodbye to somebody who I really enjoyed, not only from like an employee perspective, but just she's an amazing human. I'm so excited for her future. But with that, guys, that's the end of today's Every Plant Story podcast. You can support us on our website, GabrielThePlants.com, and we'll see you guys next time.
If you have a question for Shane or the podcast crew, you can always email them to podcast@GabrielThePlants.com for a chance for your question to be answered in an upcoming podcast episode. Send your questions to podcast@GabrielThePlants.com. Looking for your next houseplant on a budget? We have one of the widest selections available at GabrielThePlants.com with hundreds of options grown just for you, and ready to ship directly from our greenhouse to your house.